This is Apollo Saturn Launch Control. We're at T-minus 55 minutes, 54 seconds, and counting. Stoney, astronaut Bob Parker, the capsule communicator here in the firing room, who has a variety of functions during this mission, one of which is to set the elevators at the 320-foot level. He actually commands the elevators, which are part of the egress system, emergency egress system, for the astronauts. He has just reported that the elevators have now been set at the 320-foot level. In an emergency, the crew could come out of their spacecraft, enter these elevators, where they would be lowered at a high speed, 600 feet per minute, to the ground floor or A-level floor, where they can exit from there into a variety of escape modes, one of which would be down a chute into a blast danger area or a safety area, or they could continue on out and be picked up by armored carriers. Underway at this time with the launch vehicle are some checks of the secure range safety systems aboard the vehicle. These are actually checks of the receivers in that system. A range safety officer could terminate the flight of Apollo 17 if it became erratic by initiating the emergency cutoff or, if necessary, a propellant dispersion command. These systems are located on each of the flight stages, or three stages of the Saturn V, two receivers in each stage, and they would receive a signal from the range safety officers, and then sending through them, through these receivers, they could perform the propellant dispersion. These actions, of course, would be taken only if the vehicle were so erratic that it were endangering some land areas, and of course only after the crew had used one of the escape options open to them. Test going well at this time. Our countdown continuing. T-minus 54 minutes, 6 seconds and counting. This is Kennedy Launch Control. Okay.